This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. Hopefully this week and the week prior has been helpful to you. I don't know how helpful it is if you're in the midst of suffering, but hopefully you can grab onto some of these things for when the suffering comes next for you. We're talking about what is the Christian response to suffering. Last week was about other worldviews and other religions. This week it's been about the Christian response. And notice, of all the reasons we've talked about why God allows suffering to exist, none of them was this pseudo-Christian suffering exists to make you stronger. And that's, no, not only is that not it, that's the opposite of it. Now, people may quote 1 Peter 1:7, and there's this imagery of a gold being purified in fire. And you're like, oh, that's awesome. Like whatever doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And you're like, no, that's not it. The scripture says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is not about getting stronger in general so that you can overcome anything. Right? Does that make sense? Like, it's not, if you can overcome this difficult time, then you'll be able to overcome the next difficult time. No, the opposite. Suffering is supposed to make you humble so that you realize you can't overcome any difficult time without God. The point is to break you down. The point is to empty you out so that God can fill you up. And 1 Peter 1 specifically is about testing the genuineness of your faith, not just how strong you are. All right, so let's go down. So number one, the Christian response to suffering. God uses suffering to reveal your spiritual condition to you. Second, God uses suffering to humble you. Third, God uses suffering to draw you to Him. Number four, God uses suffering to display His grace. Talked all about that one yesterday. You can go back and listen to the previous ones. Let's do them twice, three times. Final point on this Friday. God uses suffering to perfect His power. Let me quote John MacArthur here. When the Christian gets to the place where he's lost all human ability to deal with his difficulty, he's got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. When you realize you're weak, when you realize you can't fix it, see how different this is than, well, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And MacArthur's talking about Paul. And there he was with nothing but God. And that was enough. He had to trust God's power. He had to. When your human wisdom's out, when our human confidence is out, when our human ingenuity is out, when your solutions to the problems are out, when you have nowhere to go and nowhere to turn but God, you are now in a position to be most effective. This is the biblical truth. You're thinking, oh, Slater, that sounds backwards. Yeah, a lot of things in the Bible sound backwards from the world. They are completely backwards from the world. 1 Corinthians 1:27, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong. God works through nothings and nobodies. And then He gets all the glory. Paul says, when I came to you, I was in strength and power. No, he said I was in weakness, fear and trembling, right? He didn't say, well, you know, everyone, I've been through a lot, so I'm super strong now. I can do anything. No, he's been through a lot and he's weaker than ever. So now he fully relies on God and that is what makes him strong. Do you see the difference? Is that clear? The difference between what doesn't make to kill me makes me stronger?
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's like the world's pseudo-Christian thing versus what the real biblical answer is. It's like, oh, this suffering has made me weaker than ever. Good. Because now I know I have to rely on God. Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. We talked about that yesterday. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in what? Weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's just as good as it gets right there. I love when things are countercultural. I love when the Bible is countercultural, the exact opposite of everything we hear all the time. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because of God. So remember this process. Rewind this a couple seconds if you need to hear this over and over and over again. Here we go. When you're going through a tough time, when you're going through suffering, five things to remember. First, God is using this suffering to reveal your spiritual character. Don't dismiss it. Second, he's using this suffering to humble you. Don't miss it. Third, he's using the suffering to draw you closer to him. Don't resist it. Fourth, he's using the suffering to put his grace on display. Don't reject it. And he's using the suffering, finally, to make you powerful through him. Don't mistake it. Now, if I may, if you go back to last week's Morning Motivations and listen to the different worldviews and the different world religions and how different their response to suffering is from the Christian response, then you decide which is more complete and beautiful. Hope you have a great weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.